You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by my friend Greg Johns, who covers the Mariners for MLB.com. Greg, right off the top, it looks like Taijuan Walker is serious about making a run at this team. Can you talk about his first appearance of the spring?
Yeah, Taijuan came out throwing well. Pitched in the Cactus League opener on Wednesday, and certainly looked sharp. Got two good innings of work in. Gave up a leadoff single, and then retired the side the next six batters. Looked good doing it. Felt good. You know, all the things you like to see coming out of your first go in camp. You know, long way to go, but Taijuan with a nice opener, and certainly that's what they want to see from a 22-year-old kid with all kind of upside potential. So. Yeah, he's definitely gonna be in that mix for that starting rotation. You know, that fifth spot between he and Reynis Elias is probably really one of the main storylines to watch this camp.
Yeah, you know, Taijuan, it seems like for guys like you and I, it seems like he's been around forever because he's been a top prospect for so long. Realistically, would they rather he go back to AAA for polish, or are they saying, hey, if you outpitch the other guy, buddy, you're here?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like his time is here. I mean, you get that sense, but it's a rotation with you know, six quality candidates and really seven if Rosmo Ramirez pitches as well as he did in over the winter in Venezuela. He was outstanding, and he's a guy that used to be the top prospect himself, who stumbled a little bit last year and had some ups and downs, but you know, was one of the top young arms in the organization for several years. So you know, they haven't given up on him. They've got depth. The question is, what happens? You know, do they stay healthy? You know, if everybody stays healthy, then they got a heck of a question with Taijuan. You know, they want him to pitch.
Right.
So, you know, obviously, if the spot isn't open, they're not going to stick him in the bullpen or something. You know, he'd go to Tacoma if that was the case. I could see maybe a case where if Elias doesn't make the rotation, you know, maybe they put him in the bullpen as a lefty. You know, that's something that they haven't really talked about at this point. But, you know, that would be more of a likelihood than Taijuan. You know, he'll be pitching somewhere, whether it's in Seattle or Tacoma. And you know, I don't. It's hard to say how things will play out, but and it looks like a quality candidate for that rotation. And if he makes it and is all the upside they expect, it's a big piece of the puzzle.
Another young guy I wanted to ask you about is James Paxton. So far, so good on his health. He looks like he's all ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, he's behind. He fell before camp even started. He tripped and fell and bruised his forearm doing some agility drills and what he called an unathletic moment, you know, one of those things that it just happened, bad luck, bad timing, and haven't been able to get on a mound yet. But he's starting to play long toss. He's supposed to throw a bullpen session on Friday and get back in. They feel like they've got time with him. He'd thrown five or six bullpens in camp, spent all offseason in Seattle working real hard. So he was in good shape and had been throwing a lot. So they feel like this is not something that's going to cost him to, you know, be ready by the start of the season, but he's a little bit behind now, and we won't see him up in game action probably for another week or two.
You know, Greg, over there in Twins camp, among the tips Tom Kelly has given Paul Molitor is be sure and find out how many at-bats a player needs. You said, for instance, Kirby Puckett, as great as he was, needed 80 at-bats. I mean, that's a lot. And Kent Herbeck needed 16 to get ready. And I ask that because you wrote a terrific story about Dustin Ackley, his slow starts, traditional slow starts, and fast finishes, and what the Mariners are doing to try to get him going in April. Well, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, and McLennan is taking a little different. He's going to take a little different approach with Ackley, and basically he's not going to play him every day in spring. But when he plays him, he's gonna give him more at bats. He's gonna keep him in. You know, a lot of times you give a veteran, you know, two at bats and get him out of there, maybe three. You know, he's gonna keep Dustin in games longer and just try to get him fine tuned and really, you know, a lot of it's confidence he feels, and Dustin feels the same way. You know, he feels like the second half last year he got himself just to where he felt mentally strong. He felt like, you know, he had the right approach. Things were clicking, and he wants to carry that into this spring. And get off to that good start. You know, it's a tough thing, you know, in baseball. Sometimes small sample sizes can affect things. And Ackman's approach basically is, hey, I can't get caught up if I have a bad game or two. I need to just be consistent over the course of things and get going right out of the gate.
So as we start the games here in the first 2 weeks, is there anything surprising to you? Do you think there's anything surprising to the Mariners? Or, you know, I understand we're in the first step of a long journey. Well, what's your impression so far of what you've seen and heard?
Yeah, no surprises, I wouldn't say at this point. I think there's just a real good feeling with this club right now. And, you know, Felix mentioned it yesterday that it's just a different feeling clubhouse. There's the veteran presences that around him that weren't there before, you know, and these are established guys, you know, like Cano, Nelson Cruz this year has come in and these guys have just been there. They've been through the wars, and I think Felix feels like he's not in this thing alone. And that kind of permeates down the club. And then you get the young group, the younger group up with the Seager, you know, more established now, and it's an all-star and certainly the pitching staff with some guys that have been around a little bit, you know, there's just a feeling, you know, Fernando Rodney kind of solidified that bullpen. There's just a better feeling, you know, up and down the roster, up and down the clubhouse, that this club is a legitimate contender. And, you know, that's, you know, just all eyes are on that right now. They just feel like they're getting ready for the long haul. And, you know, it's not like they hope to be there. I think they just feel like they are. They feel like they're there this year. They're already. And, you know, they just can't wait to get going.
And manager Lloyd McClendon, he embraces expectations. You know, different guys look at it differently.
Yeah, Lloyd is all about the preparation, and he keeps saying, "Don't worry about expectations. Just get prepared for the grind, and things will take care of themselves." So, you know, Lloyd's been—he was with the Tigers, you know, obviously on some very good teams. He knows what it's all about, and you know, I think every time I mention expectations to a player, they turn it around and say preparation, and he's got that planted pretty firmly in their minds, and that makes sense. I mean, they got to be ready to play 162, as Lloyd keeps saying. We don't start the season with 87 wins where we finished last year. We started at zero, and we got to be ready and go through the grind and get there and finish it off this season.
That's good. I appreciate it, Greg. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks as always.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.